if you listen and enjoy our show, we're in the middle of a fundraising drive. So if you could go to thebillshow.net, go and press the patron button, you can sponsor us. And that would help pay for stuff. Click the patron button. You'll be glad you did. You'll get a nice warm feeling down in the bottom of the cockles of your heart. And now, on with the show. From the gorgeous confines of Melbourne, Australia, across the USA and 61 countries spanning the globe, Expat Progressive Radio presents The Bill Show with Bill and Randall. Now fasten your seatbelts, kids, because here are the loudest fat lefties on the net, Bill and Randy.
Hello, Randy.
Oh, William, you know, I love that old intro.
Do you?
It just, it's so nostalgic.
It is.
The loudest fat lefties on the net.
Well, I was figuring it was time to, you know, switch it up a bit. That loud intro every day.
Willie, oh, you mean with
Bruce Springsteen.
Bob Skaggs.
Bruce Springsteen. The E Street Band.
Yeah, that guy. The 42nd Street Bridge.
What are you babbling about? Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to show 206.
It's been
206. Do you believe it? We're still here, ladies and gentlemen, and it's been
What's going to happen? You're going to knock on the door from the NRA?
Or
Homeland Security or something?
I don't know.
Willie.
I'm in Australia, so it doesn't matter. So it's been 2 weeks since our last get-together.
Well, they can murder Russians in Britain.
Yes.
Why can't they get a couple of old fat lefties in Australia like that, you know?
Are you trying to make me feel better?
Yeah. I love a good conspiracy theory.
Yeah, but it would involve me dying. So I don't like the end of that. So yeah.
It's the Bill Show. Randall's
sitting there going, "Remember, it's the Bill Show." That's his right. The name B-I-L-L. He's responsible for everything. I think if you look at the copyright, he's on it. So don't mess with me. That's what it's about, isn't it, Randy? You coward.
No. Willie.
Yes.
Everybody knows that I love you dearly, and that I have your back.
Thank you. I feel better already.
It's a lot of real estate, but I've got it.
That's true. It is. Okay, so we had a lot of happenings in politics this year, and just to get on it, ladies and gentlemen. I have a special theme, and you're going to like this. You're going to appreciate this. A special theme for our first.
Well, we'll take your word for it, but don't just sort of like oversell
this
it.
This is I am overselling it, aren't I? This is the theme for our first story tonight. I think you'll appreciate it. Here it is. America, America, America.
America! Fuck yeah!
Yes, that's right, ladies and gentlemen. Donald Trump is headed for North Korea because he is.
I'm so lonely. I'm so lonely. Yeah, we should play more of Team America World Police.
Yes, we should.
Because it never gets old.
It never gets old, but it is the proper theme for us today, as we are basically, I'm getting back from the speaker there, but yes, it is America. Fuck yeah!
It's the North Koreans.
But ladies,
they've got the kimchi bomb, and it'll just make us all.
It will. Whatever is happening, whether it's a kimchi bomb or not, North Korea's leader Kim. North Korea's leader Kim Jong-un has invited President Trump to meet for negotiations over its nuclear program. An audacious diplomatic overture that would bring two strong-willed, idiosyncratic leaders who have traded threats of war. That's right. That's
they're
right,
dick swingers.
Ladies and gentlemen.
They're dick swingers. Come on, just
in
say
this
it.
Corner, we have Trump. In this corner, Kim Jong-un. Are you not entertained? Yes, there are a lot of people saying that, yeah, that's a really great thing. At least they're not throwing bombs at each other. But think of this. Think of this, okay? That this is the guy that I'm going to play for you now. This is the guy that's going there to negotiate. Here, have a listen to this guy in Pennsylvania. This is the guy that's going to negotiate a nuclear weapons program. Here it is.
So the South Korean top people, top representatives, they walked out the White House to a throng of these characters. Big, big group. And everybody wanted to find out what happened. Now, they had just left North Korea. They announced that he's not going to send missiles up anymore until through the meetings. Well, think of that. You know, we were losing, we were getting a lot of missiles sent. I wouldn't say Japan was thrilled, missiles flying over Japan. They're not going to send missiles up. Think of it. They're not sending missiles up. And I believe that. I believe that. I really do. I think they want to do something. I think they want to make peace. I think it's time. A lot of people thought we were going to war. And all of a sudden they come in, they say, we're going to have a meeting. Hey, who knows? If it happens, if it doesn't happen.
Is it going to happen? Maybe it's not going to happen. Hey, I don't know.
Is he coming?
Do you know?
What a klutz.
It's like we almost getting Bernie Sanders here. It may happen. I don't know. Possibly. Who cares?
What are we going to serve? And what are we going to eat? You know, what do you eat?
Yeah, that's right.
I don't like kimchi.
The fact that this buffoon is actually allowed to go outside or operate power tools always bothers me. Yeah. But what occurred to me, Randy, when I was listening to this this terrible thing, is I was thinking of that. You remember that Syrian thing? Remember the Syrian thing not too long ago?
The big distraction.
Last year? Yeah, in March,
oh, yes.
You know?
I'm the great
in March,
distractor.
Yeah. I went back and the Syrian attack. There, now you may not remember this because most people have the memory of a small dog.
Oh, but, Willie, I remember an elephant never forgets.
I remember everything. In April of last year, mm-hmm. Trump was in real trouble, and he was in real trouble because they had started actually finding links enough to launch an inquiry as to his relations with Russia. In fact, March 27th of that year, and I remember it because that's why we called it the big distraction.
Yeah.
March 27th of that year, Comey came out and confirmed an inquiry on Russia and Trump allies. That's the headline from March 27th. Then, like a week later, suddenly things have gone wrong in Syria. Completely blows anything like that off the front page of the news. Now, what were we talking about? Go with me on this. All right, I'm going to ask you a few questions. What were we talking about 2 weeks ago?
Stooping a porn star.
Yeah, that's right. Stormy Daniels.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Wag the dog enough for you?
Oh, yeah, I was wagging something.
We were talking about Stormy Daniels. We were talking about gun control. It seems like a century ago. Mm-hmm. But the most important thing we were talking about that suddenly came up was this. And Rachel Maddow has been following the Mueller investigation, okay? You want to know why Donald Trump is going to on a summit to North Korea? Why that's all of a sudden happening? Because it have all of a sudden happened, you know, Randy. It just happened. I mean, they were calling each other dotards. He was sitting there going, I'm going to kill you now. I'm going to kill you more. Then suddenly, out of the blue, Kim Jong-un sitting there going, hey, why don't you come on over for dinner? And Trump, without even thinking about it, because he surprised his staff. No one knew this was happening. He just said, oh, sure, fantastic. What a great idea. This is what he's
distracting. McDonald's in Pyongyang, yeah.
Yeah, that's it. This is what he's distracting from. This is my gut feeling. Can I prove it? Not sure. But this is what he's distracting from. Here it is.
Just step back from this for a second. Just this week, we learned about a new cooperating witness and a new line of inquiry into foreign money allegedly coming into the Trump political operation. Apparently, they've had this guy since January. We're just finding out about it now, including his ties to the deputy finance chair of the RNC. And a Trump aide named, Trump campaign aide named Sam Nunberg did just do 7 hours of testimony today before Mueller's grand jury in Washington, D.C. Apparently, the grand jury is still getting a workout. And the freaking Washington Post just reported tonight that Robert Mueller has obtained a personal letter from Donald Trump to Vladimir Putin from 2013, a typed letter with a handwritten note from Trump below the typed part. How on earth have Mueller and his prosecutors obtained that document? So, yeah, this is cute. This is cute tonight. Trump lawyers seek deal with Mueller to speed end of Russia probe. That's cute. I'm thinking probably not.
Trump's lawyers have petitioned and asked Mueller to put a time limit on the amount of time that they can investigate. And all this shit is coming out, including a letter that Trump sent to Putin. And not only that, you now have three of the people that you need to have personal confirmation of what actually went on in the Trump Tower meetings. Okay? That's what's happening now. Let me tell you something. There's only one thing that Donald Trump is concerned about, and that is blowing out any possibility of any attention on the Mueller investigation right now.
Well, you heard, read what happened today, that the Congress and Senate have come out and said our investigation found no collusion.
No, the Congress the Congress came out and
bullshit.
Said that. The Congress came out. Well, that's Devin Nunes. Devin Nunes is, he's the Peter Lorre of Washington politics. He's in Trump's pocket.
Trump is going, look, there's no collusion.
What did you think that they were going to say? That's a kangaroo court. That's why Steve Bannon didn't talk in front of him, because they say he says anything to the fucking congressional investigation, that gets back to Donald.
Yeah. But Trump is quoting it saying, there's nothing.
Both Hope Hicks and Bannon wouldn't talk to that investigation for one reason and one reason
only. And she's gone now.
And she's gone. And this is a person who, by the way, is just admitted to fabricating little white lies. And met for 10.
Because she used.
And then
she used to write his tweets.
And met
she used to write his tweets.
Yes, and met for 10 hours with Mueller. I'm telling you, the fucking wheels are about to fall off the Trump bus. We were talking about all this shit, and then suddenly this happens. I've seen it before. This is a distraction. And I was sitting there with somebody when I saw it. I said, I'll give you $5. I'll take odds that this meeting never happens. I'll take odds the meeting never happens.
What, with Kim?
Yeah. I may be wrong, but I'll take odds. And you know what what I also think in my fevered imagination? I happen to really suspect that Putin arranged the Syria debacle. Because nothing changed in the relationship between America and Russia after that. There were no sanctions. There were nothing. No penalties whatsoever against Russia. Nothing.
Nothing.
Nothing. Zero.
Nothing.
Okay? And, it staged a distraction from the investigation. Now you have what's happening now. And one of the top dealers North Korea survives with black market goods from two countries that violate the sanctions against North Korea. And those two big countries are Russia and China. Now, I'm thinking maybe somebody just picked up a phone and said, invite them over. Because it's in everybody's interest to keep Donald Trump as president of the United States. And certainly Vladimir's. Because my theory is that Trump has been in Vladimir's pocket for a very, very fucking long time.
Yeah.
And my feeling is the more and more I learn, the more I say, hey, man, this might be a rerun of The Americans. You know? Really, seriously. This might be a rerun of The Americans, because I know that he's terrified. In fact, there was an article in Politico that came out just the other day. And it said about what's happening in the White House. Chaos here, backlash there, shock everywhere. And in Washington, around the globe, another gasping chorus of what the fuck commentary. But there is something different about this week's spasm of sudden policy lurches, graceless personal insults, oozing scandal news, and ceaseless West Wing knife fights. It is the starkest example to date of President Trump's executive style looking untenable, not merely from the outside, from the perspective of the establishment politicians and media analysts, but from the inside, too.
Yeah.
Administration officials and outsiders with windows into decision-making describe a growing sense of despair within the Trump's ranks, driven by the mounting realization that the president's brand of politics, guided by intuition and improvisation, is incompatible and a with a competently functioning executive branch. Now, that's not the people who are talking about impeachment. That's not those people. It's the people that are actually there every day and leaving the ship in droves. You know?
Yeah.
So
the West Wing, sort of the dark force West Wing.
Absolutely,
you know?
Absolutely. And the Trump is...
Can you imagine what Aaron Sorkin could do with the Trump West Wing?
The Trump West Wing. CJ would be played by a goon.
Yeah. Yeah.
By a large, ravenous ape.
and yeah. Called named Sarah Sanders.
Sarah Huckabee Sanders. That's a sitcom, man. I believe
it worries
is a sitcom.
Me the
But that's my opinion. Well, let me wind up here. That's my opinion. I think that this is a distraction, an absolute distraction. There's another thing that I wanted to get onto before I left this mortal coil. Did you see Ben?
What, you're going to die?
No. I have a few stories that I want to talk about here.
Okay.
First of all, did you see Betsy DeVos on 60 Minutes?
Yes, unfortunately. Not live.
Oh, man, that was entertaining, if anything.
That lady cannot put... she's perfect for the job.
Yeah.
She can't speak.
She's the Secretary of Education. And what I'd like to do...
You should hear the kids from... Because, you know, she's been appointed the head of the committee to look into the high school shooting.
Yeah, that'll work.
And gun rights. And they all came out and said, why the hell did you appoint her? She's an idiot. She bought her job.
Well,
she knows absolutely nothing.
She's the Secretary of Education, Randy. And for you guys... If you guys out there who haven't heard it, this is a portion of the interview that she did on 60 Minutes with Leslie Stahl. Here.
Yeah.
Why don't you do this or take a nail and shove it in your brain? This is Betsy.
Oh, I'd rather have the
Betsy
nail. Give
DeVos
me the nail.
On 60 Minutes. Here it is.
Now to the Trump presidency and Education Secretary Betsy DeVos under scrutiny tonight for an interview she gave to 60 Minutes' Leslie Stahl. Here is the exchange when DeVos was asked about school funding and choice.
Why take money away from that school that's not working to bring them up to a level where they are, that school is working?
Well, we should be funding and investing in students, not in school buildings, not in institutions, not in systems. And
okay, but
what about the kids
who are back at the school? It's not working. What about those kids?
Well, in places where there have been, where there is a lot of choice that's been introduced, Florida, for example, the studies show that when there's a large number of students that opt to go to a different school or different schools, the traditional public schools, actually, the results get better as well.
Now, has that happened in Michigan? Where in Michigan? This is your home state.
Michigan, yes. Well, there's lots of great options and choices for students here.
Have the public schools in Michigan gotten better?
I don't know. Overall, I can't say overall that they have all gotten better.
The whole state is not doing well.
Well, there are certainly lots of pockets where the students are doing well.
But your argument that if you take funds away, that the schools will get better is not working in Michigan, where you had a huge impact an influence over the direction of the school system here.
I hesitate to talk about all schools in general because schools are made up of individual students attending them.
What you just said is one of the most insanely idiotic things I have ever heard. At no point in your rambling, incoherent response were you even close to anything that could be considered a rational thought. Everyone in this room is now dumber for having listened to it. I award you no points, and may God have mercy on your soul.
May God have mercy on your soul.
We are all dumber for having listened to you.
We don't want to finance school buildings. You know, schools are not schools. They're the people. They're the pupils who attend them. I have to take my meds now. Jesus Christ. Ladies and gentlemen, that's the Secretary of Education.
Yeah.
The Secretary of Education.
I'm sorry, Bill. That's really bad. I'm sorry. You've really made me feel dumb.
Of education. We are all in a novel written by Kurt Vonnegut. I am telling you this now. I was trying to make jokes about this. I got nothing. This is fucking hilarious.
You cannot make it. I mean, ladies and gentlemen, that clip was from not actually somebody talking about Betsy DeVos.
All right.
Tell the ladies and gentlemen it was from a movie.
Oh, they know that. It was an Adam Sandler film. That was not the interviewer. I laced it with something. But listen, I'll tell you something. It hasn't gotten past a lot of people. This off Politico, the public displays of acrimony between California lawmakers and President Donald Trump's administration continued on Sunday with Representative Jared Huffman labeling Education Secretary Betsy DeVos as, and I quote, rich, white, and dumber than a bag of hammers.
Oh, I like hammers.
Jared, can I get the Bill Show Squad in here? give him a cheer for that one. That's very good. And this is the full tweet. Dear President Trump, if you want to meet someone who has an actual IQ problem, as opposed to just being black, meet your Secretary of Education, Betsy DeVos, rich, white, and dumber than a bag of hammers.
Well, you know, because he said about Waters, you know, Representative Waters from California.
That she was dumb.
She has a low IQ,
That's your Secretary of the Education, of Education. Who can't put two words together?
Who has no experience apart from none. Yeah, who bought her job?
She bought her job. And just, you know, seriously, how much did you give to the Trump campaign? Was it $200 million or something like that?
No. She gave $200 million to all the people who were going to vote for ratify her.
Are you shitting me?
No.
And she only won by Mike Pence's decision. I want to be Secretary of Education.
play the what's my line, Betsy DeVos.
Okay, here's something Randy actually found out. If you're wondering who this, and I don't care.
There's a lot of dogs out there who are
No. I'm not. Okay, that was terrible. But yeah. I'm sorry. I know a lot of like.
I want the squeaky horn. I want the squeaky horn. I'd rather you call her a C-bomb.
I'm going to say that. I have dogs that I like better. But here, ladies and gentlemen, this is Betsy DeVos. A little background on our illustrious Secretary of Education. My brain hurts.
Our education delivery system in America is antiquated, and it is quite frankly embarrassing.
That's Betsy DeVos, our Secretary of Education. Born to a billionaire industrialist, the conservative Christian activist hails from the 88th richest family in America.
I'm not only a Republican, even worse, I'm a well-off Republican.
DeVos positioned herself in politics early on. She was elected as student senate at Calvin College, a reformed church school. She volunteered for Gerald Ford's 1976 re-election campaign and attended the Republican National Convention in Kansas City. And shortly after, she met her husband, Dick DeVos, son of billionaire Richard DeVos, who was the co-founder of the multi-level marketing scheme Amway. Meanwhile, DeVos was working her way up the Republican ladder, first as county GOP chair, then as one of Michigan's delegates to the Republican National Convention. DeVos became a constant in conservative politics in Michigan, serving four terms as state GOP chair. She worked closely with the second Bush administration and raised more than $150,000 for the campaign. The DeVos family has donated more than $200 million to a number of right-wing and Christian causes. Her brother, Eric Prince, has his own ties to big money. He formed Blackwater, a military contracting service whose employees opened fire on unarmed Iraqi civilians in 2007, killing 17 and injuring 20 in a crowded square in Baghdad. The company rebranded itself several times after the incident tainted their image. Oh, and he's quite the Trump supporter as well.
It doesn't get any easier than that.
During the 2016 campaign cycle, DeVos donated millions to several Republican presidential candidates. First, Jeb Bush and Carly Fiorina, and then Marco Rubio, but not Donald Trump, who she'd be working for just months later. It was clear she was laying the groundwork for something with her donations to conservative causes. In a 1997 op-ed, DeVos admitted, "I have decided to stop taking offense at the suggestion that we are buying influence. Now I simply concede the point. They are right. We expect a return on our investment." 20 years later, Senator Bernie Sanders put her on the spot about this exact concept.
Do you think if you are not a multi-billionaire, if your family has not made hundreds of millions of dollars of contributions to the Republican Party, that you would be sitting here today?
By the end of 2016, that investment finally paid off. Even though DeVos had previously said Trump was an interloper and did not represent the Republican Party, she jumped at the opportunity to work for him as Secretary of Education. Neither DeVos nor any of her four children attended public school, and it showed. During her Senate confirmation hearings, DeVos seemed to lack the fundamentals of basic education terminology.
Well, I was just asking to clarify then.
Well, this is a subject that has been debated in the education community for years. But it surprises me that you don't know this issue.
Despite numerous slip-ups, evasive answers, and a letter from some of her fellow college classmates that urged the Senate not to confirm her, DeVos locked the position in after Vice President Mike Pence cast an unprecedented tie-breaking vote.
The Vice President votes in the affirmative, and the nomination is confirmed.
Present.
Even though she had donated more than $800,000 to the senators who were voting on her confirmation, she still almost lost. While her position in the cabinet marks her first full-time job in the education system, DeVos was a controversial figure in the education sector long before her nomination. She is a leading voice for school choice through student vouchers, which gives families public taxpayer dollars to send their kids to private and parochial schools, often which violate the constitutional principle of separation of church and state.
The reality is that when you give parents choices, they make good choices on behalf of their kids. In every other area of our society, choices work.
Ultimately, DeVos wants to shift public funding away from public schools. And as Secretary of Education, she's doing just that.
I don't support discrimination in any form.
Does your program ban such discrimination? Yes or no?
What program are you talking about?
Your charter school and your private school grant program.
As I said before, and let me say it again, schools that receive federal funds need to follow federal law, period.
Yes, that's right.
Oh, I could hear that bag full of hammers rattling just then.
Yeah.
Okay, so
that's the girl.
The money thing, $200 million to various campaigns.
Yeah.
And she bought her job for $800,000.
Yeah.
And only got in by a deciding vote.
Thanks, Mike.
Of Mike Pence.
Mike Pence. Mike Pence. That she is amazing. She is the people that he has around are the lowest form of political life. And to support that fact, by the way, I was looking up and down the cabinet, and I actually found something else in the last 2 weeks about the cabinet. This came out from Politico this week. Environmental Protection Agency Administrator Scott Pruitt dismissed evolution as an unproven theory and lamented that minority religions were pushing Christianity out of the public square and advanced amending the Constitution to ban abortion, prohibit same-sex marriage, and protect the Pledge of Allegiance and the Ten Commandments. According to a newly unearthed series of Oklahoma talk shows from 2005 that were showed, which were produced in the last 2 weeks. Pruitt, who at the time was a state senator, also described the Second Amendment as divinely granted.
Of course! We had that guy last week who said... And LaPierre said,
it's God gave you the guns.
God gave you the guns.
Now, if that's not enough, that happened just this week. Then I went down and I actually found another article, and it said, Ben Carson, you know, the guy with the $18,000 desk.
Yeah, Uncle Ben.
The guy who, you know, hi, I'm Ben Carson.
The brain surgeon who practiced on himself, yeah.
The brain dead candidate, you know, Night of the Living Dead. Remember him? Well, Ben has been taking time out from giving fancy jobs to all his relatives and being investigated by overseers. At Housing and Urban Development, the fact that he's basically giving sweetheart jobs to all his friends. This came out from Columbus, Ohio, this 2 weeks in the New York Times. Ben Carson does not like the creature comforts, at least not for low-income Americans reliant on government for a helping hand. Yes, as he toured facilities for the poor in Ohio last week, Mr. Carson, the neurosurgeon turned housing secretary, joked that a relatively well-appointed apartment complex for veterans lacked only pool tables. He inquired at one stop whether animals were allowed, and yet another he nodded plainly happily as officials explained how they had stacked dozens of bunk beds inside a homeless shelter and didn't provide televisions. Mr. Carson said compassionately, "A comfortable setting would make somebody want to stay here."
What's the point? I don't get it.
So basically, it's not enough that people are poor. Let's just kick them a bit more. Hey, I got an idea. Can we shoot them? The guy that's spending $16,000 on a coffee table, getting rich beyond Midas, can't provide a fucking television for bunk beds in a single room for poor veterans. For veterans. How many douchebags can you have in one cabinet, guys? How many bottom-of-the-barrel douchebags?
You can always have one more.
Oh, my God. God. And finally, one more thing before I leave off here. This is the Boston Globe. You may not know where? The Boston Globe. Boston Globe.
Is it a very good newspaper?
Yeah, it is. It's from Boston.
Is the Christian Science Monitor, but you know.
Let me get to the story, Randy.
Yeah, get into the story. Let's just not play this.
I'll get out of here.
Well, you remember the great molasses flood of 1920.
Don't you bring me... Hey, shut up. I got one more story. I'm going to say it. Jesus Christ. According to the Boston Globe, in the last 2 weeks, there's a thing called the Homeland Security Reauthorization Bill. And President Trump, under this reauthorization pill, would be allowed to dispatch Secret Service agents to polling places nationwide during a federal election.
What for?
A vast expansion of executive authority if a provision in the Homeland Security Reauthorization Bill remains intact. The rider has prompted outrage from more than a dozen top election officials around the country, including Secretary of State William F. Galvin of Massachusetts, a Democrat who says he is worried that it could be used to intimidate voters and said there is no basis for providing Trump with this new authority. Galvin said, "This is worthy of the third world. I'm not going to tolerate people showing up at our polling places. I would want to have federal agents showing up in I would not want to have federal agents showing up in largely Hispanic areas." Look, this guy wants to go into polling places. That's been put in the Reauthorization Act for a reason. Okay?
Yeah.
Just saying. Just saying. Why does he want to be able to dispatch Secret Service agents to polling places?
Because they're like brown shirts, you know? They intimidate the voters to vote for.
I think that's more or less it. Anyway, that's the news today, this week, ladies and gentlemen. It's been wonderful.
It has. Thank you for your time. I hope we're
Thank you for your time and best wishes
take
your for
meds
your continued
now. Take your meds now.
Best wishes for your continued success. Yeah. Listen, that's my bit. We're going to be back in two shakes of a lamb's tail, and then we'll have the real news with Randy's Rant coming at you,
stop.
Right?
Oh, stop. You're just
fantastic. I love your work.
We're just a mutual admiration society, you and
Thank
me.
Thank God.
Nobody else admires us.
Oh, no. We got Val.
We got
Val. We got MJ in Florida. And by the way, I got a letter from a wonderful listener in Alabama this week. And I'm trying
judge,
to remember
the judge, Roy. What's his name?
No. This is the actual person who wrote the show. And he sat there and he said, "Listen, I can't listen to the show because you loaded his MP4A." I'm telling you, mate. I'm loading it up as an MP3 just for you, and I'm going to name this show after you.
Yeah.
So he's a 74-year-old guy, 4-year-old guy in Alabama, all alone, listening to this show, thinking...
Yeah, it is that Roy guy.
He's the only lefty in Alabama. I want to tell you, man, you're not alone. We love you. And we'll be back in just a moment with Randy's rant.
See you soon, guys.
In your face, all over the place.
We're online 24/7. 24/7.
You're listening to the hottest internet station.
We are back, and joining me now is the national spokesperson for the NRA, Dana Loesch. Sorry, that's just my ringtone. Hello. Hey, Mom. Let me call you back. All right. Bye. Dana, first let me say thank you for being here for this very important conversation. I loved you in Ghost. Dana, you recently gave a speech at CPAC in which you made some very controversial comments. Let's take a look at that tape.
Many in legacy media love mass shootings. Now, I'm not saying that you love the tragedy, but I am saying that you love the ratings.
Oh, shut the hell up. Sorry, sweetie, I was just talking to the TV. Dana, how can you defend those malicious comments?
You're saying that it's malicious, but yet on your network, you've allowed accusations against me and millions of law-abiding Americans.
Over the past few weeks, major businesses have begun cutting ties with the NRA, thanks in large part to a movement begun by the students of Parkland, Florida. I guess what I'm trying to ask, Dana, is has the NRA finally met its match? And how does it feel to be taken to task, called on the carpet, publicly humiliated day in and day out by a bunch of, kids?
Would you get a load of these kids today? Kids, you could take a lesson from what they say. Kids, they are so articulate, so much more than you. Slimy, seedy, grim and greedy monsters. And guess who's gonna stomp you, kids? Full of common sense and a lot of rage. Kids, and they're all approaching the voting age. I'd probably crap my pants if I were the NRA. What's got into these kids today?
A growing number of companies are breaking up with the NRA because
kids could take over soon and they're plotting to. Kids now successfully are boycotting you. Kids, they're so rash and bold and wow, look who sold you out. Avis Budget, Delta and United. You better take the bus, girl. Kids, look, I know you love your amendment, boo.
kind of shitty. That's why it's number two.
And that was a cheap shot. I apologize.
You sold your soul to Satan, and now it's time to pay. Thanks to some of these kids, too.
President Trump, meanwhile, under growing pressure, much of that pressure from the students themselves.
Several major corporations are cutting ties with the NRA.
Symantec, MetLife,
Hertz,
Delta Airlines,
First National Bank of Omaha,
Dick's Sporting Goods.
That's going to be a hard one for little Marco to swallow. You know how much he loves Dick's.
Now is the time to get on the right side of this.
If the only thing that these politicians care about is money, we'll go after their money.
Change will come, kids. They just push and push till they get results. What is up with that? Kids, sounding more like, what's the word? Oh, adults. Kids, they are so compassionate and so logical. Eloquent, nonpartisan, and thoughtful. They're probably all just actors, kids. Bid your antiquated old laws farewell. Kids, cause they're woke, determined, and mad as hell.
I'm a parent. These agencies have promised to keep our kids safe, and they haven't. That's why I want answers, too, and I hope you join me in questioning them.
And though it sucks for you guys, looks like they're here to stay. What's got into these kids? I wouldn't f*** with these kids. Get a load of these kids, too. Is that a gun in your pocket? Are you just nervous you're about to be exposed as the abhorrent, money-hungry puppet you really are?
I think this was a good conversation.
Whatever, girl.
And now it's time to keep your hands and feet inside the vehicle at all times, because it's time again for Randy's Rant.
Then it's all gather around. I'm sitting here in my boxer shorts.
Oh, your boxer shorts.
Because it's 9 o'clock at night.
Yeah, it is 9 o'clock. It is 9 o'clock at night.
And it's a warm day.
Yeah, here in Australia. Yeah. So there's this guy has boxer shorts on in the middle of the night, and he's talking to you over your computer or your MP3 player or your iPad.
No, it's not the middle of the night for them.
No, it's not. It could be.
It's 9 o'clock.
They could be replaying the episode. Maybe they.
That's true.
Maybe they were in a good mood and they really wanted to get down, so they played our episode.
All right, I'm sorry. I'll put some clothes on.
No, don't do that. Go ahead.
I don't want them to have that image. Yeah, I don't want the, what you want.
Au naturel. Have a look at those.
Well, you're the one that's sitting there in your house all alone. You could do that.
I am. I'm actually sitting in my house all alone. But take a look at the photos on our website, www.thebillshow.net, and then you will never unsee that again. You will never unsee it again.
There's no pictures of me in my boxer shorts there.
Yeah, but there could be. We're desperate for...
Okay. Why? This is my rant, and we're talking about boxer shorts.
I know.
Okay, ladies and gentlemen, and I use the term loosely.
Thank you.
I am talking about the NRA again this week. My rant is never going to die in talking about these people.
Yeah. Yeah.
These people and their 5 million members and their 270 bought and paid for congressional and Senate people.
Yeah.
I hate you. The National Rifle Association.
You don't hate every single member of the NRA, do you?
They are a terrorist organization.
Yeah, they are.
And I think the people who have joined them and pay money and watch NRA TV.
Yeah.
They have their own TV channel.
Yeah, I know. They'd have to.
I think
the all Dana Loesch channel. Dana Loesch all the time.
Not necessarily. I'll have a look at some
Tell
of the
me,
bits of
what
it
kind of
next
what
week.
What kind of sitcoms are on the NRA channel?
Well, they have.
Who's the victim?
They have like. They have date. They have. Like,
I love Luger.
Game, you know.
What?
You know, dating with a gun and.
Yeah, that's right. One gun
you
at
know,
a
what's
time.
What's Yeah. Married with guns. All that
yeah,
kind of
married
stuff.
Married with guns.
They actually mimic a lot of what's on mainstream television, But
with guns,
it is all about guns.
It's with guns, yeah.
It's really creepy. Anyway, I'll talk about that next week. This week, while I still feel, I mean, we're still less than 30 days from Parkland, which happened on Valentine's Day.
It's like
Day,
it never happened.
Just coming up.
It really, look at the news cycle. It's like it never happened.
Yeah. No, well, I'm not going to let that go.
No,
and
we
it's
shouldn't.
Still. It's still going. Hmm. Now, one of the things I wanted to do is try to bring back the reality of what happened on that day, the 14th of February. Now, you know, one of the terrible things that's happened in the last 30 days is that all schools now have active shooter drills.
Yeah.
Now, we used to have fire drills.
Yeah.
I in California... because we lived near Vandenberg, used to have atomic bomb drills. I don't know if you ever had
duck and cover.
Yeah, okay. We had duck and cover and stuff like that because we were sort of within the blast of a major target. So, but an active shooter drill where they have people going through the school. Firing blanks,
Jesus Christ,
and making kids hide under desks and things is just creepy. And I think kids would be more traumatized by repeated active shooter drills than they probably would be if the one in a million chance that they got an active shooter.
Rick Scott the other day okayed that the teachers are be trained to have guns.
I can't believe that, because the very next day, a teacher shot himself with a gun.
Yeah.
Another teacher in Utah shot herself with a gun.
I read that, yeah.
Yeah.
Jesus Christ, man.
We've all had that student that we really would like to kill, and when we have a gun in our pocket, maybe we might be tempted.
Yeah, that substitute teacher might get a little edgy.
Yeah, okay. I would like to play for you right now. Our man Anderson Cooper, who broke the story. It was still happening when he gave this report, and listen closely to how he describes the scene.
Oh God, really?
And what follows.
Okay. This might be tough. This is the scene at Parkland. Just 2 weeks.
Florida. Yeah.
Here it is.
No, 3 weeks ago.
Program with broken hearts in yet another American town, which today became the site of yet another deadly school shooting. A high school in Parkland, Florida, became the scene of chaos and panic just before the end of the school day. The Broward County Sheriff says at least 17 people are dead. 17 people. A suspect is alive in custody. As is our policy on this program, we will not say his name or show you his picture. We'll update you on the investigation, certainly, and as information comes in over the next 2 hours. But as always, and as happens too often, we'll keep our focus on the victims, their loved ones, and the survivors. High school kids, teachers, parents, brothers and sisters, people whose lives were lost or forever changed this afternoon, people who tonight have joined a terrible and a senseless club, one that grows by the week in this country. Right now, we're going to show you a short video taken inside a classroom during the shooting. Difficult to watch. It is difficult to listen to. We blurred the faces of the students.
Holy.
Oh, holy. Oh, my God. Oh, my God.
Holy.
Oh, holy. Oh, my God. Oh, my God.
Shit, Randy.
That's not easy to listen to, and it was not easy to watch.
No.
They were all behind their desks, and not that it did them any good, but...
But, you know, it's been, what, 3 weeks? Not 2 weeks. It's three weeks.
3 weeks. Just one day short
but
of a month.
You can't find this issue now. It's gone.
Well, these...
It's fucking gone.
These kids are not letting it go, and I have found several things just today that they're still coming out with. The ones that are gone up against Betsy DeVos, who has been put in charge believe it or not, of the committee to investigate, I guess, arming teachers or whatever.
Oh, Jesus. Yeah.
And then come out and...
Are you kidding me?
I kid you not.
Betsy DeVos.
Yeah, the lady of the hour is now...
The fucking idiot that we just listened to
is in charge.
Is in charge.
Of the presidential committee to investigate school shootings. Okay.
It's Kurt Vonnegut, yeah. Man. We're all living in a Kurt Vonnegut novel. Yeah. This is fucking crazy.
It's Catch 23 or whatever.
The woman couldn't tie her shoes. Are you kidding me?
Well, no, she wears, slip-on Jimmy Choo's. Anyway, now let me just say, a lot of people have said, oh, look, it's the, you know, how did this 19-year-old get a hold of this gun? And how did he, and how did he get a hold? Was he able to shoot so many kids with a basically a gun which you have to just pull the trigger each time? No.
Yeah, the bump stock.
No, this boy had a bump stock which cocks and shoots the gun
right
automatically. It's a $400 attachment that you stick.
And they say
that you
and they have not made them illegal yet.
No.
And the first time we saw a bump stock was in fucking Las Vegas.
Well, no, they've actually
and
been along.
Was talking about making bump stocks illegal, it never fucking happened.
They've actually been around a lot longer than that. But that guy had three or four of them and three or four AR-15s. Now, let's have a listen to, not common sense, because this is just as hard to listen to, but a sports shooter from Utah who thought, as a bit of a public service, he did a YouTube video on what is a bump stock and why they should be made illegal. He, excuse me.
Bless you.
Yeah, sitting
Randy.
Sitting here in my boxer shorts, I just got a chill.
You got cold.
Okay. This, right. If you can cut that out, please. He actually didn't own an AR-15, didn't own a bump stock. But he went out and bought one and bought a bump stock and decided to create this video. It's on YouTube, and it's what a difference a bump stock makes. And please listen to this. I'm not doing this as a public service, but I think people need to understand exactly what a difference that stupid attachment makes to this basically military assault rifle.
What a bump stock does and why it should be made illegal on Randy's Rant for 206.
So today's video is going to be a little different and slightly more serious. There's been a lot of talk in the news lately about something called a bump stock. Now, where I live in Utah, shooting guns is a fairly recreational activity. I would say Texas, Utah, and Idaho have plenty of guns distributed between the general population, and it's kind of like a hobby thing. People go out to shoot guns, it's even a great date idea, and I have owned plenty of guns in my life and my family, and it's just kind of like part of the custom and part of the culture. But lately there's been something in the news called a bump stock, and how it attaches to a semi-automatic rifle. Now I've never used a bump stock before, but I am curious as to how easy it is to install, what's it made of, and what it can actually do. So yesterday I went out and bought an AR-15. This particular setup is about $1,500. I walked into a local sports store, picked out the gun I wanted, they did a background check, and I walked out of there. So the thing about an AR-15 is that it's pretty customizable. You can swap out the barrels, you can swap out the lowers, you can put scopes on the rails, you can swap out the back stock. And this stock part is what we're gonna be talking about today, because the bump stock replaces the handle of the gun and the stock of the gun and allows you to fire at an automatic rate with a semi-automatic weapon. I'll explain what those mean in a second. So while I'm pretty familiar with guns, I am not a gun expert by any means. I literally just bought this gun yesterday, and this video is purely to just see what a bump stock is capable of doing. After major tragedies like the one in Las Vegas or the one in Texas, people call for stricter legislation on guns in general, and particularly these bump stocks. But only by learning about them and knowing what they're capable of can we make the most educated decision. I was able to purchase a bump stock of my own. These are available online from multiple websites and local classifieds. This one cost me about $400, so we're gonna install it on the AR-15 right now and see what it can do. So right now we're gonna shoot this several times. Right now the bump stock is not in place, and we're gonna see how many rounds we can get off without the help of a bump stock. So this gun is semi-automatic, so every time I pull the trigger, there's gonna be a bullet leaving out the end of the chamber. So I'm gonna cock back the gun. That puts a bullet into the chamber. Safety is now off, and I'm ready to fire.
That was relatively quick. So this is a 40-round clip, and so every time I pull the trigger 40 times, I can lose all the ammo inside of that clip. And that was pretty fast. You can get a lot of shots off in a pretty short amount of time. So now let's install the bump stock, and as a noob, I've never shot with the bump stock before, we'll see if it's possible to shoot faster than it is with just a straight trigger. This is my first time shooting with the bump stock, so we're gonna see how it goes. I got the clip in place. The stock is functional. Safety is off. We're loaded. And let's see how this works. All right. Okay. That was faster than I expected. Okay. So that shot much faster than I anticipated, obviously.
So that was quite a demonstration. Even he, you know, a person who's experienced in shooting guns, got a bit of a boner from from that.
Yeah.
That was faster than I expected.
Yeah, faster than I expected. I felt ever so powerful. You know, the thing is that, you know, it truly is terrifying. So it makes the ban of machine guns completely pointless.
Yeah.
Pointless.
Because for $400.
And I'll tell you something, Randy. I really thought the last week that we were onto something, and now I'm starting to see it die. You know, I'm starting to see, ever since Trump announced that he was going off with Rocket Man to have another diversion, it's blown this right out. And it's like it never happened. It's like it never happened. And it's the same story. It's going to be the same fucking story until next month when another thing will happen, you know?
Well, there's already been another school shooting, and there'll be more.
Yep, sure.
There was a school shooting in, was it Alabama?
Yep.
There'll be more.
Yep. They don't care.
I mean, there was a Florida woman was shot in the back by her 4-year-old.
She was a gun person too. I read that one,
and she said
she had done ads for the NRA.
Your fear of my gun is not as powerful as my desire to protect my son. And he shot her in the back, right through the seat of the car.
The NRA lady on her way. Just a soccer mom, you know, packing, you know.
Yeah.
Here you go, honey. Bang, bang. Yeah. Fabulous, you know.
Paging
irony. Paging irony.
How about the physicist in Walmart and the kid pulled the gun out of her handbag and shot her in the face?
Yeah.
And killed her. That was late last year.
Yeah.
But anyway, back to this. So I played that so that people could hear the difference that those bump stocks make. Now, we did hear the guy shooting them in Las Vegas.
Yep, absolutely.
It does sound like a machine gun.
Yep.
And, that's exactly what it ends up being.
That's true. Hey, you got a nut job for us?
Oh, do I ever. Oh, do I ever. And it's an old friend of the show.
No, who is it?
Phil Robertson.
Phil
Robertson. I would vote for Ted Cruz. Because he's a man of the land.
Is it Pat Robertson?
No, Phil Robertson of the Dick Dynasty. You know the Dick Dynasty guy?
Okay, all right.
Anyway, so Phil Robertson, he's talking about the most powerful weapon that will conquer the AR-15, and he's sitting there in his little chair.
Yeah.
With his AR-15 sitting beside him,
touching it,
and he's got a Bible in his lap.
Bible
so,
too, yeah.
That's Phil Robertson of the Robertson Brothers, from Dick Dynasty.
Here, Dick Dynasty, Phil Robertson, talking a little bit about his gun and his Bible. Here it is.
Yeah.
So I have here an earthly weapon. It's a firearm. I would never want to use that against another man. This is also a weapon. It's called a sword, the sword of the spirit. You want to stop murder worldwide? You're focusing on the wrong weapon. This will stop human beings from murdering one another.
Yeah, don't make bump stocks illegal or outlaw AR-15s or bring back the automatic weapons ban or any of those things. Those might be useful. You know what you should do? Leave it to the Lord. Leave it to the Lord. Leave it to the Lord. Jesus Christ, man.
Yeah. Take your plows and turn them into
swords. Well, didn't we have a guy last week who made the case that guns are in the Bible?
Bob the Baptist, his name was.
Yeah, but I mean, it's like Scott Peruti also believes that the Second Amendment was it was anointed from God.
Written by the Second Amendment was written by God. That's right.
that's the EPA guy in charge of your environment.
Yeah.
Oh, Jesus, man.
So that was Phil Robertson from Dick Dynasty, which we haven't heard from them in a while.
I don't know. They're frolicking. Yeah. They're frolicking the countryside. You want to have a break?
Let's have a break.
We'll have a break. Listen, we're going to be back in just a second after a little comedy break with a tinfoil hat for show 206. Back in a moment. Bye.
It is 206.
We've had enough of the lies. The sanctimony, the arrogance, the hatred, the pettiness, the fake news. We are done with your agenda to undermine voters' will and individual liberty in America. So to every line member of the media, to every Hollywood phony, to the role model athletes who use their free speech to alter and undermine what our flag represents, to the politicians who would rather watch America burn than lose 1 ounce of their own personal power, to the late-night hosts who think their opinions are the only opinions that matter, to the Joyanne Reeds, the Morning Joes, the Mikas, to those who stain honest reporting with partisanship, to those who bring bias and propaganda to CNN, the Washington Post, and the New York Times, your time is running out. The clock starts now.
We've had enough of the lies, the sanctimony, the ignorance, the hatred, the pettiness, the NRA. We are done with your agenda to undermine the safety of our nation's youth and the individual voices of the American people. So to every government official unwilling to take action and make change, to everyone with an A+ rating from the National Rifle Association, to every spokeswoman with an hourglass who uses their free speech to alter and undermine what our flag represents, to the politicians who would rather watch America's youth die than get assault rifles off of shelves, the manipulating lobbyists who think their political stances should be the only ones supported by legislation, to those who refuse to accept common sense gun safety as a bipartisan issue, to those who call high school students paid crisis actors and refuse to listen. Your time is running out. The clock starts now.
You know, one thing I admire about these kids is that, in a way, it's a strange thing to say, and I say it really in the most positive sense possible. A lot of these kids come from wealthy backgrounds, right? So the school in Parkland was like a school. It's an affluent neighborhood. These kids have grown up having most of the things they need. And in a way, it's interesting to see how they approach life, because you can see they go like, no, I don't understand why I can't get the thing that makes sense. I can't get the thing. Like, you know, this is people using their privilege, if that makes sense. You know, because these kids are like, no, I don't accept this world. And the parents and the politicians are trying to be like, well, that's not how it works. They're like, well, then you need to change it. Like, these kids are basically like, yeah, I don't care. I want to see the manager. Where's the manager? That's what they're doing. Because you've never seen this with any other kid. Like, there's many kids in America who unfortunately have suffered similar fates in different ways, but you have seldom seen kids that have access to resources like these kids, access to a platform, access to... And it's an amazing thing. I don't think it detracts from any other kid, but it's amazing to see what happens when you combine resources with a point of view, because these kids have gone like, oh, no, we're taking it all the way, and we want to see the manager. Where is he? Just waiting for Trump to come out in like his little McDonald's hat, and he's like, can I help you? What's going on?
Well, that ladies and gentlemen, of course, I love that theme. It means that we're going to hit our own heads for a while. Now, I just want
to... We're going to hang our heads. Yeah.
I want to back announce.
Yes.
That ad by Dana Loesch on NRA TV was followed by almost a verbatim ad by Parkland survivor Sarah Chadwick.
There you go.
And just turned her
words. Fuck you, Dana.
Yeah, turned her words back on her.
Yeah.
Like I could not believe. I encourage people to go and maybe have a look at it on YouTube. But Sarah Chadwick. Now, these kids, like Trevor Noah said, they're not letting it go. They're not going to let it go.
This was a rich school. And, these kids are very, very talented. And these kids are very, not just because it's a rich school.
And they're millennials, and they know how to use social media.
But they're millennials, and absolutely. And we're going to keep the thing alive. You should, too. It's another big issue as we come into 2018. By the way, I do want to say one thing. This weekend in Australia, coming weekend, there is going to be a phone bank for all those here at Democrats from Abroad Victoria. So please, if you're a Democrat abroad, go to the Democrats Abroad Victoria here in Australia Facebook site. I understand this is going out throughout the world, that Democrats are calling other Democrats across the world to get them to vote in the 2018 election. I'll be doing it. You can too. Check with your local Democrats Abroad group. Facebook, and you will find it.
I just received my absentee ballot confirmation 2 weeks ago, and I've sent that off. So
fabulous.
Yeah, it's good. And like Sarah Chadwick said, the student, anybody who has an A rating from the NRA is going to be targeted. Anybody.
So to speak. Yes.
Yeah. Sorry about it.
Yeah.
Sorry
anybody.
About
Democrats
all the gun
too.
Metaphors. I'm sorry about that.
Yeah.
It's a long shot. All those metaphors, I apologize, but...
Yeah, there you go. Okay, so now you have a tinfoil hat for 206. What do you got?
This one needs a full tube of alfoil, believe me.
Okay.
This woman is a full-on tinfoil nut job. This woman...
Okay,
this,
hold on, wait. Right.
Oh, yeah, put it...
I'm putting that on. All right. Okay, good.
I'm
suited up.
Yeah. A Reynolds wrap chapeau.
Okay.
This woman is from Florida. I don't know why.
She's from Florida. You don't know why she's from Florida?
No. I don't know why all the nut jobs seem to be coming
come
from
out of Florida.
Yeah. There's a lot of them. Anyway, this woman ran.
We're not talking about you, MJ. We're not talking about you.
No. Sorry, MJ. This.
We like
this
you.
Woman. Ran a major Donald Trump website. And it turned out that it was actually a front for the Russians. And this reporter is now confronting her with that. And have a listen to her response.
Okay. This is the tinfoil hat for 206, ladies and gentlemen, on The Bill Show. Here it is.
But what part of it in this is a cover-up? What are you saying that's not true, or what?
The Russians? I don't care if they were involved or not. That to me is the least important thing.
But they were involved with you. Did you guys know that?
They weren't involved with us. Just make sure that you report it correctly.
But you guys were involved with being patriotic, right?
Very, very patriotic, but not...
Being patriotic was the group that contacted and helped organize some of these activities that you posted on your own Facebook account.
Those were legitimate.
Those were Russians.
They were not Russians. I don't go with the Russians.
That Come on, group give me was a Russian. Say,
I have nothing to do with the Russians. The
well, apparently you the, did.
No.
Maybe you didn't know it, but
oh,
you
please.
Did.
When you're talking like this, I don't want to have anything to do with you.
Well, I'm talking what's
Those
what's
people
based on
that
the...
were with me were all Trump supporters. Very, very much so.
And
okay?
all apparently following the direction of groups that were associated with Russians who were
BS.
Actually infiltrated.
BS. And please, please report that. I don't believe that. That's bullshit. I know all the people that were with me, okay? They were at my meetings. They're all Trump supporters, okay?
Mm-hmm. But did you realize that you guys were in communication electronically with Russians?
Not me. I don't
you
know.
You were posting stuff on
Hillary,
the Facebook.
Hillary Clinton was, and so was all her bandits.
Some of the stuff that you were in charge of the Facebook account, right? You were posting and reposting almost word for word the information that was coming out of this Internet Research Agency in St. Petersburg.
No.
You don't believe that?
Nope. Bullshit. Thank you.
Well, there you go.
He keeps birds. He keeps birds. Dirty, disgusting, filthy birds.
I love listening to the Borg when the programming loop gets challenged, because they have one thing that is like in their hard drive after their brainwashing. It's Hillary Clinton. Hillary Clinton, Hillary Clinton. You
know, and all of her bandits.
And her bandits. What is she, running around like Butch Cassidy and the Sundance Kid? Yeah. Hillary had a knife in her mouth. Yeah. And she was,
yeah. I didn't have nothing to do with no Russians.
Yeah, she's
they were
bandits.
No Russians. It was all my friends.
They're Hillary bandits. It's just like, if Hillary wasn't there, the right wing would have to create them. To create her. Seriously.
That's right.
Because that was the biggest non sequitur in that entire conversation, is that suddenly it was about Hillary Clinton. When they get challenged, that's the only thing they can say. Look, if Hillary Clinton ceased to exist tomorrow, these people would be in a state of mourning, because there's nothing that they love to kill.
Well, you know, Donald Trump pays off a porn star.
Yeah.
He was stooping a porn star when... Yeah, Bill Clinton Monica Lewinsky.
Bill Clinton was impeached for a blowjob.
Yeah.
All right. Trump was accused by his ex-wife of rape. He was accused, bought lawsuits from 12 different women. Okay, accusations of sexual assault, and a lawsuit brought by a formerly 14-year-old girl who claimed she was raped when she was a child.
Yeah. And,
but Hillary Clinton!
And the stupid porn star! Yeah.
Hillary Clinton! Jesus Christ. You know, when something in their lives doesn't work well, like their drain gets clogged... Or the heat's out, and it's just like Hillary Clinton.
Benghazi, 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 Benghazi.
I have shingles. Hillary Clinton. That's right. It's Hillary Clinton.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, listen. I blame Hillary. Let's blame her for everything. Yeah. Jesus Christ. I'm not a big fan of Hillary, and I don't blame her for everything. These people are amazing. It's like Hillary Clinton. Why don't you...
Don't forget Benghazi. Don't forget Benghazi.
Why are you ugly and don't have proper dental care? Hillary Clinton. That's right. Hillary Clinton.
Yeah, it's Hillary's fault. Yeah.
Okay. Listen, we want to thank you guys all for listening to us again for another brouhaha for show 206. Yeah. Anything to say, Randy? What do you got? Anything?
Well, I want to say goodbye.
Well, I want to say goodbye, too. Listen, thanks.
Till we meet again. Thanks. Till we meet again.
This is, by the way, on MP3. If you want to correspond to us, please do. We're on the bills on xpr@gmail.com. You can also check us out at the homepage, www.thebillshow.net. You know, a small amount of people actually sponsor us to help keep this show going. We've been going for 5 years. We need your support to keep going. Finances aren't what they used to be. So if you get
buy our cookies.
If you give us a little push, that'd be great. Go to thebillshow.net or at the Podbay, which is Podbean, which is www.expatprogressive.podbean.com, and hit the sponsor or patron button, and you can sponsor us, like we said in the beginning of the show.
Adopt us, kind of like we were Nicaraguan children, yes, or something,
or little Cockney children in a film.
Yeah.
Hey, please, sir, a copper.
Can we have some more?
Please, sir.
Yeah.
Okay, all right. So, well, taking us out today, listen, I got a response from somebody in the States not long ago who said, "Don't play Bobby Sherman again."
So guess who you're playing?
I don't listen
tonight.
To anyone. Ladies,
you don't even listen. I asked you not to play Bobby Sherman, and you're still going to do it.
Because Bobby Sherman was the father, the 1970s father of the earworm. Ladies and gentlemen, taking us out right now, Bobby Sherman with Julie, 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 Do You Love Me from 1976. We'll see you next time, guys. Goodbye.
Me sad girl, yet brings me down. All right, tossing and turning and freezing and burning and crying all through the night. Oh, Julie, 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 do you love me? Julie, Julie, Julie. So much fun together. I was sure that you were mine. But leaving you, baby, is driving me crazy. It's got me wondering all the time. Till then.